Have you ever been on a really long road trip? One that brought you through desolate areas you'd never normally go? I made the drive across the United States once, all the way from California to Florida. And the scariest thing about it was, I did it all alone. I remember one night there was this stretch of highway, somewhere in Texas, where I didn't see another car on the road for about 100 miles. In those kinds of situations, you get the feeling that maybe humans are just not supposed to be out there at night. Like we don't belong that far away from civilization. I was moving back to my hometown after attempting to break into the movie industry. I was depressed, single, and honestly just not in the right mind state to be out there all alone. I passed a Volkswagen Beetle off the side of the road and remember thinking it was really strange that it was just sitting empty all the way out there. There wasn't a town around for miles. Listening to podcast after podcast became maddening after a while, and I felt like I just had to get out of the car. So I pulled over on the side of the road and leaned up against it. Gazing out into the darkness off the side of the road, I saw a faint silhouette of a structure out there. I walked a few feet forward and noticed it was this old abandoned two-story barn. It was very spooky, but also really cool looking. So I decided I would get a little closer and take some pictures of it using the flash. I opened the car door and got out my DSLR camera and zoomed in on the building. I then snapped off a few photos, and when I went to look, I noticed there was a figure standing next to the building in some of the pictures. I could only see her when the area was lit up with the flash, but it was definitely a girl standing out there. Her head hung forward as she stood there motionless. "Hello?" I yelled, not getting a response. I turned the flash on the camera to stay on, using it as a flashlight as I approached. Eventually, she came into my field of vision. She was standing there in the exact same spot, though. Hadn't moved a muscle. "Are you okay?" I asked, concerned. She still had no reaction to me and didn't even look alive. I got within 10 feet of her and again yelled, "Ma'am, are you okay?" It was then that I noticed the gangly fingers around the front of her neck, choking her from behind. All of a sudden, she just fell limp, her face hitting the dirt. I pulled my phone out to call the police when I noticed that this horrifyingly long arm was stretching out from behind the building. The body that was connected to it slowly made its way out from the shadows. It was a massive creature, half the size of the barn, and had long, skinny limbs with a human-like torso and head. Its mouth hung open with an expression as if looking right through you, the way that a reptile looks at its prey. I took off, tripping over a rock and dropping my phone. The creature limbered towards me at an incredible speed. At one point, I could hear its claws whiz past the back of my head as it swung its arms at me. I pointed my camera back and tried flashing it in the eyes, which surprisingly worked to stall him. Momentarily, it froze and shrieked into the sky. Taking that opportunity, I ran to my car, ripping the door open and slamming it behind me. The creature crashed into it just as it closed. I started the car and drove off into the night, but to my surprise, the creature began chasing the car, nearly catching up to me at 60 miles an hour. Then as I looked back, it swung its enormous arm at the passenger side window, shattering the glass. Finally, as I sped past 100, I left the creature in the dust. However, it didn't seem to tire out. It just broke away and ran off into the night. Hours went by. Too afraid to stop, I drove way longer than expected and began to nod off at the wheel. At that point, I had two options: potentially fall asleep and crash, or take the risk of stopping somewhere to sleep. Deciding to go with the second one, I got off the next exit that said lodging. There was pretty much nothing around, just a dark little two-lane road leading out into nowhere. Eventually, I saw a motel up ahead. Just one of those basic little places with a few rooms. It was creepy, but I didn't really have much choice. I got out of my car, grabbing the camera, in case the creature lunged out at me from the darkness. I could at least use the flash to stall him. Approaching the tiny front lobby, the place's spook factor started to go up even more. I could smell the smell of this old wet carpet through the door, and saw an outdated lobby with a red rug inside. There was also a strange humming coming through the window. However, there was no one in sight. The door was locked, probably because of the hour, but there was a bell that said to ring for service. At first, there was no response, and I started to panic. Getting back on the road at that point was not an option. I was way too tired. Then a door slammed from the back office, and someone came out into the lobby. It was a tall, thin man in old-fashioned attire, like you'd see at a very fancy hotel from the 50s. He kept his hands behind his back and just sort of stared at me through the window. Something about his eyes got to me. I waved at him, gesturing to let me in. Keeping his hands behind his back, he slowly approached the door and unlocked it, then took a few steps back, smiling this strange smile. I slowly opened the door and looked in. The smell of the wet carpet was very overwhelming at that point. I asked the man if there were any vacant rooms, to which he smiled and signaled for me to approach. He stepped behind the counter and walked up to one of those ledger books to see if there was a room. He only used one hand to do everything, though, which I found strange. So on a whim, I took a photo of him with the flash on. He screamed that same shriek the monster had before and flew back. His hand that he'd been hiding had those same gangly fingers that the creature on the side of the road had. I immediately turned and ran back to the front door as one of the creature's elongated arms grabbed at my leg. I turned back, briefly seeing that the creature was in its full form, taking up almost the entire lobby. Its head was now rotated sideways as it stared at me, wide-eyed. I tried to take a photo, but the camera must have broken when I fell, so I tossed it at the creature's face. It briefly startled him, causing him to let go. Bursting through the door and sprinting out into the night, I ran back to my car. I started it up and headed back towards the highway as fast as I could. After that, I wasn't stopping again to sleep. It didn't matter how tired I was. I would just take brief naps in the car, leaving it running ready to go. Ever since that experience, I've stayed away from empty country roads, and it's worked out well for me. As I said before, I feel people aren't supposed to be out there so far away from civilization. The things that lurk in places like that are outside of human understanding, and probably better off left alone. I just know as long as I live, I will always keep an eye out for the country road creature.